know something about it that means, you know, some great things.
Goes forth as brightness, and her salvation.
nation as a well that burns. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will make. And we'll see that transpired in that chapter. apostle and holy to the Jews. But we got the miraculous confirmation, a seal, a divine sign, a sign that says, yes, I want them in my house as well. I want these in my house. And so back in Acts chapter 10, it says that Peter said, can any man so it was an event that sealed forever. It doesn't need to be repeated again. It doesn't need to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on every Gentile in your own house. That one was the one for all time that sealed it for every Gentile. So we come under that seal as well.
Groups of people.
he might reconcile them both to God in one body. I don't know how, you know, the body of the Gentile nation is in the body of the Israelite nation. I don't know how it was. In one body, through the cross. So the cross is the banner that draws the Jews to the same place and draws the Gentiles into the same camp. We're holding on to the same thing that we can have in common. The law of Moses was not suitable for such a drawing of manner for all the people. But the cross of Jesus Christ is. And so he was wanting to reconcile everybody, both groups of people, into one body through the cross, and thereby putting to death the enmity. He came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near, Jews and Gentiles. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. One Spirit, the same Spirit that drew in the 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. And then following, thousands more Jews were drawn in. His approval on those Jews, sealed his approval on the Gentiles in this great moment of majestic glory. Given God's stamp of approval that these Gentiles, if they're baptized, they'll share the same blessings. So, the righteous confirmation was to of the Spirit. And in chapter 11 of Acts, notice verse 13. Peter is reversing the things, what he did and why he did. He's having to do that because, you know, every Jew didn't go down the special area. About those events, but they heard Peter went in there and they're pretty upset. And so Peter is rehearsing, going over that occasion, what led up to his accepting the Gentile like he did. And it says in verse 13, and he told us how he had submitted on the Cornelius. Peter is telling the Jerusalem disciples. He says, now, he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house. Who said to him, this angel told him to send men to Joppa, that's where I was, Peter told him. And called for Simon's surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them. As upon us at the beginning. Underscore that. That Peter, this is not an occurrence. And this is an everyday occurrence. It's not about like everybody that is converted always gets the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You're told that Peter says that we remember all the recent conversions that always had a baptism of the Holy Spirit taking place. All they can say, well, this is something that happened on this day. Oh, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the Lord's church. So he says, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Talking about Pentecost. You can't think of other occasions where that happened. Now, I know there were occasions when the apostles would lay their hands on people. You see that in Acts 8. Again later in Acts 19. That's not the same thing as Jesus right from heaven sending the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus was the one that was baptized. It's what he would do. The apostles didn't baptize people with the Holy Spirit. Jesus did that. But he always did when he did directly from heaven, not in any indirect way from the hands. baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, in Acts chapter 1, you remember Jesus saying to his apostles to go to Jerusalem and wait until you are imbued with power from on high. If you wait there, Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So, they waited. And they, after Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. Were overwhelmed with miraculous powers and signs, and they confirmed the Holy Spirit was confirming their message. And so that's what Peter thought of. He said, that's baptism of the Holy Spirit. They go around and say, you know, when I heard the gospel, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you ask them, what miraculous signs did you do? I just felt it in my heart. In your heart because you were told that that's what you should feel. It's not that you had an actual baptism of the Holy Spirit, because that happened on the day of Pentecost. We miraculous signs and display from heaven that is indisputable, not just repeated. And it was indisputable what happened on 48's household. It stopped Peter, it stopped the Jews, and with Peter, it stopped 48. They were expecting, they were praying for it. It wasn't something that they were told, you've got to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when you can get that experience, then you will be saved. No. What that did was that said loudly, don't you Jews dare stop these Gentiles from being baptized.
Verse 18. When they heard these things,
But that was the big door opener. That was a great mind changer. That was the thing that made people now understand what Jesus meant when he said, go preach the gospel to every creature. They barely had been embedded in such precious for so long, and some words just kind of went up their head. Or as Jesus had said in Matthew 28, make disciples of all nations. They weren't doing it for 8 or 10 years. Why? Because sometimes prejudice is deeper than it should be, and the disciples need to be guided into all truth and some truth that they're not ready to believe. There are some things Jesus says you won't understand that. And then you would say that when the Holy Spirit comes, you will be guided into all truth. But Antioch becomes the central city of great participation in the truth that yes, the gospel is not to the Jews only. Now, they had been doing that, but now notice in verse 19 that the scattered people, the people that had been scattered, there were people up in Antioch that had only been priests, the Jews only. But notice verse 20. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. In this case, would seem to be those Jews who had been converted or had been adapting the Grecian culture. But it seems more fitting in this case that it had been, the door had opened to those who were Grecianized or Hellenized throughout as a result of the news from Peter. And the word preaching of the Lord Jesus was now getting into areas where Gentiles were predominant. And the hand of the Lord was with them. The hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number. See, we're seeing the same thing happen as we saw the day of Pentecost. A great number is added to the Lord. Great number believed and turned to the Lord. But now we're among Gentiles as well as Jews. The news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. They heard from Peter, it's okay to preach to the Gentiles. Well, the brethren in Jerusalem said, well, we want to make sure that the Gentiles know that we approve them. So it says here, did the word came to their ears in Jerusalem about the church growing so mightily in Antioch. And so they sent out Barnabas. Barnabas was the one who was so encouraging to the brethren, the Jewish brethren there in Jerusalem. He was one of the outstanding encouragers. Remember in Acts chapter 4, when there was the giving into the ones who had need among the brethren that stayed from all the different cities. But the brethren started doing one so that everybody could have what they needed while they were staying there. And Barnabas sold a certain way and did it. And he was called the son of encouragement. He was someone who was very encouraging. Well, why not send our most encouraging fellow of the Antioch among our Gentile brethren? So they sent Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. And when he came and had seen the grace of God, he had seen the grace of God. Had he seen the grace of God? But he saw people rejoicing together about their salvation. They were rejoicing about it. Salvation comes by grace, and so you see people celebrating happy faces, happy hearts, because they have now found God. Jesus saw that in Acts 4, that he was the one, the Son of encouragement. He's encouraging them now. Encouraged them all, that the purpose of heart, know what your mission in life is, have a purpose, know where your heart is, and know where it needs to be going. So the purpose of heart, he says, continue with the Lord. Don't let loose for anything. Don't lose in your faith for anything. No matter what happens, and it's going to be your own growth in life. Don't lose in your faith. Oh Lord, continue. Let it make your purpose of heart to continue. And he explains, Luke explains again, verse 24, for he was a good man. For that part, he was full of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. Same thing was all the rest of the followers. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus. Why don't you say, I didn't find Saul, I did that down here. Now Saul, remember, had been converted in Acts chapter 9. And the last time we saw him, that he was saying, this whole time. He's been there a while. Barnabas knows where Saul is. So he went seeking for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first of all.
Says, in these days,
controlled by the Spirit that there was going to be the great man throughout all the world. Which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. But then, after the slave's proclamation, the brethren said, I came on. The brethren said, and so here and Gentiles began to say, if there's Jews, if there's Christians, if there's some other, then we need to help them. And so then the disciples, each according to his own ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. All right, so thank you.